Updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 22 tonight, cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Americans for Prosperity Kansas lobbyist Elizabeth Patton denounced the idea of expanding Medicaid to include able-bodied adults living barely above the poverty line because reform would deny assistance to people living with disabilities. This comes as a response to Governor Laura Kelly's latest legislative proposal for upgrading Medicaid, while critics remain prudent to stay in the 10 states that have declined expansion for nearly a decade. Sean Gatewood, a co-administrator of a Kansas coalition of more than 50 organizations and individuals who advocate on behalf of 400,000 Kansans who depend on Medicaid, said that Americans for Prosperity and some Republicans and legislators have perpetuated a myth saying that Medicaid expansion would exclusively benefit able-bodied Kansans and shove aside people with disabilities. Gatewood, a lobbyist for the CanCare Advocates Network, says that Kansans with physical and mental conditions that interfere with steady employment could benefit from a widening eligibility for Medicaid. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Governor Laura Kelly says that the expansion of Medicaid is at the top of her list for the new session in 2024. But due to being stifled for now the sixth straight year, she says that her and her administration will use more political offense. And she hopes that the public will change the representatives' and senators' minds. She said this to WIBW.
Hearing from those constituents will create a groundswell of support from the rank and file legislators to pressure the legislative leadership to allow them to debate and vote on Medicaid expansion. I believe if they're allowed to debate and vote, it will pass.
In other news, a 64-year-old Udall man is seriously injured after his pickup was hit by a train just before 4 p.m. on Wednesday. The Kansas Highway Patrol is reporting that the driver of a westbound pickup truck attempted to cross railroad tracks and the vehicle was struck by a southbound train. The driver was taken to a Wichita hospital for serious injuries and he was not wearing a seatbelt, but he had no passengers. The patrol said that the railroad crossing is uncontrolled. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska's two largest cities, including Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, are now violating state gun laws that prohibit them from public places such as parks across the area. ABC News reports that according to the Liberty Justice Center that was filing lawsuits back on December 18th challenging the executive orders that were issued by both mayors of Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska. They say that the orders are in violation of new state gun laws after state lawmakers had passed bills in April of this year allowing people to carry concealed across the entire state without a permit and without the need to complete a gun safety course. They say in the lawsuits that state law with constitutional carry overrides any local laws, including those that were issued by the mayors in Omaha and Lincoln. The challenge was filed by the Nebraska Firearms Owners Association. As they say, Omaha Mayor Gene Stothert and Lincoln Mayor Larian Gaylor Baird had issued executive orders banning all firearms from city property, including parks and sidewalks. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. 7clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or toppersplusks.com.
Make the job work for you!
The USDA plant hardiness zone map, which is used for nearly all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, and natural resource research and extension recommendations, has been updated. Kansas State University nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer served on a USDA technical review team that helped develop the map by serving as a soundboard to listen and provide feedback.
We were sounding board for them. We listened and provided feedback, and I was able to reach out to our Kansas Extension agents and ask them to give me their thoughts that I could then in turn give to the USDA about how to make the map resource better. Then there was a lot of discussion about weather stations and how they were able to model the data and what resources they were using. And it was very technical and very interesting.
It has been 11 years since the map was updated because of its significant coordinated effort. According to Boyer, the new maps were built on data from 13,625 weather stations spanning 30 years, with temperature being a key component.
Mostly temperature, so looking at extreme highs and extreme lows, and microclimate. So all these extra weather stations have really helped them be able to identify things like urban heat islands and to really get a finer detail with a microclimate so that people can make decisions about what plants will grow and thrive well there. And you know, the opposite is a mountaintop is going to be pretty cold. So they're able to distinguish between those a lot better than they were previously.
The plant hardiness zone map influences plant recommendations and production guidelines, both for crops and ornamental species. The maps use zones because the crops and plants that survive or thrive in one area of a state might not in another. Boyer says Kansas is a perfect example.
Yeah, actually, I would say Kansas is quite a challenge. When I've tried to create lists of recommended plants, the list of rock-solid plants for the entire state is real short because you could probably divide us up into at least 9 different growing regions based off of heat and cold and wind and soil and elevation and the amount of rainfall each side of the state gets. It's very, very different from edge to edge. And the new map is similar to the old in that we do have pockets of zone 5. In the north, which is very cold. And in the previous version, we had a couple of pockets of zone 7 in the southern part of the state, and that range has broadened significantly. So most of the state bumped about a half a zone warmer, and that does not indicate climate change. The climate change requires 50 to 100 years of data. This is 30 years of data. And essentially the modeling tools and the algorithms that they use to create it, they're just more powerful and there's more detail and more data. You can actually go on the map now and type in your zip code and it will give you information inside of a half mile for what your hardiness zone is.
Boyer thinks that having a slightly warmer zone in southern areas of the state will allow for more experimenting.
We can try some things that might originate from a slightly warmer climate and they might do well. They might not, and we're still going to have extreme weather events. We're still going to have a super cold winter and lose plants that we thought could handle that. So it's always changing in terms of the weather. And in general, we just keep trying new things, the nurseryman and K-State Research and Extension, to find recommendations for plants that can tolerate pretty extreme swings in temperature, which we'll continue to experience.
While there's probably no need to change the plastic tags found on commercially potted plants, Boyer says gardeners may have an opportunity to expand the variety of plants they buy for their home landscape.
The information for the cold hardiness that plant can tolerate will probably not change unless it's a new cultivated variety or cultivar. But if you were in a part of the state where your zone did change just a little bit, you might be able to look at those plant tags and choose a plant that you might not have chosen before because it didn't indicate that it could survive in our area.
For more information or to view the map, you can go to planthardiness.ars.usda.gov or visit the Kansas State Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources website.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He, Joyce Johnson, age 91 of Frankfort, passed away December 25th. Celebration of life service Saturday, 10:30 at Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Johnson. Marilyn L. Petrie, age 89 of Centralia, passed away December 26th. Celebration of life service Wednesday, January 3rd, 11 a.m. at Centralia Community Church West. Interment in the Centralia Cemetery, Popkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Petrie.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny into Saturday as well with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Cooler as we head into Sunday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s, then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the single digits and mid-teens. Still staying sunny into Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s, then mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Starting to warm up throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. And still staying dry and sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69, the average low 20 and the record low 6 below. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11.
Is there protocol which tells us when to take down the Christmas tree? We will investigate today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 28th, the 362nd day of the year. Actor Denzel Washington has a birthday. Iowa became the Union's 29th state on this day in 1846, and the Pledge of Allegiance got congressional recognition in 1945. Is there a right time to take down the Christmas tree? Religious tradition says January 6th may be the appropriate day as the 12 days of Christmas culminate on January 5th. Some folklore says it's bad luck to take your tree down before New Year's, while other legends warn against carrying the old into the new year. If you have a live tree, you should probably adhere to the fire hazard rule of thumb. Keeping a dry, brittle tree in your home could be the worst luck of all. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
CNK Service is hoping for peace, joy, and happiness in the hearts of all this Christmas season. Regardless of what you believe, this holiday is one of hope, giving, and sharing. Have a very Merry Christmas and share the joy. From everyone at CNK Service in Sabetha, proud to share the warmth of the Christmas season. Kyle's Service Center appreciates the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, but hopes the true meaning of Christmas is not forgotten. Please share a smile and the joy of the season with everyone you meet. Merry Christmas to one and all, from all of your friends at Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Another night of big bowl games across the Mid-America region and the Big 12 Conference as the Kansas State Wildcats are set to take on number 19 North Carolina State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That game coming up this evening with kickoff at 4:45. They finished their regular season losing to Iowa State with a 42-35 loss back during Thanksgiving weekend, finishing their season right in the middle of the Big 12 Conference at 8-4 in overall play, sitting 6-3 in conference play. The Oklahoma Sooners are also set for a game tonight with a later kickoff at 8:15 as the number 12 Sooners take on number 14 Arizona in the Alamo Bowl. Oklahoma finish off their season a little bit better, finishing number 3 in the Big 12 Conference at 10-2 for the overall season. They sat 7-2 in conference play, finishing their season against TCU on November 24th, winning 69-45. Bowl games wrap up on New Year's Day with the National Championship for College Football coming up on Monday. Mid-America Network Sports. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request a personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
After speculation of the AA baseball team in Wichita, known as the Wichita Wind Surge, about potentially leaving the state and heading to the state of Georgia, it has been confirmed that the Wind Surge will remain in Wichita for the next season. KSN News reports that according to the Columbus, the Georgia Ledger Inquirer, the Mississippi Clarion Ledger, and the SB Nation Battery Power, they've all reported that Columbus, Georgia has been working to try to attack a new minor league baseball team and are now in supposed talks with the Diamond Sporting Holdings, which own multiple different minor league teams across the country, including the Wichita Wind Surge. According to some sources, the Clarion Ledger had incorrectly reported that, according to the Ledger Inquirer, they said that the Wichita team was among the list of potentials they could be moving to the area. However, the city of Wichita, Megan Lovelady, the spokesperson for the city, had reported that the Wichita Wind Surge, quote, are not going anywhere. As Tim Grubbs with the Wichita Wind Surge said in an email, quote, I can tell you there's nothing to the story. The story lists of all the Diamonds baseball team holding teams, and we are happy where we are. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school holiday tournament play, Diller-Odell at Meridian Tri-County. Southern tips off at Lord's Central Catholic.
K-State fans, Big 12 play is almost here. Don't miss the men's basketball team hosts the Big 12 newcomer UCF on Saturday, January 6th in Bramlage. Catch this season's conference opener for just $40 with a general admission ticket. Order now at 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
The Wildcats are heading to the Sunshine State.
And it's intercepted in the end zone by the Wildcats.
the Kansas State Wildcats and the NC State Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl, live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Our coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl begins at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 28th, on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Add a little magic to your indoor garden with the easy-to-grow Achimonies. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may know this relative of African violet by the common names magic flowers, cupid's bower, and hot water plant. Gardeners used to incorrectly believe that if you submerge the plant in hot water, it would initiate flowering, thus the common name hot water plant. The pink, blue, lavender, scarlet, white, or purple funnel-shaped flowers are striking against the fuzzy green leaves. Plant the rhizomes in a moist, organic, well-drained potting mix and grow them in a warm, brightly lit, draft-free location. Water the plants thoroughly with lukewarm water and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist. Fertilize regularly with a flowering houseplant fertilizer. Remove flowers as they fade and don't be alarmed when the plant goes dormant, resting for a short period over winter. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you've ever seen one of the movies in the Back to the Future series, you know that Michael J. Fox, in the role of Marty McFly, drives a DeLorean, which must hit a speed of 88 miles per hour in order to transport him backward or forward through time. While a time machine may be far-fetched, there's another factor that may have prevented time travel in that DeLorean. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sometimes a movie turns a car into a classic.
If it wasn't for Back to the Future, unfortunately, this car would have been forgotten.
Chris Gergeny is, of course, speaking about the DeLorean, a car that became a time machine in the classic movie Back to the Future. But the image we have in our mind may not be the reality of the DeLorean.
They're beautiful cars. That stainless steel is beautiful surface. It's heavy. It's got a little Renault six-cylinder in it. It is massively underpowered. And they were terribly made. And ours is an 81, the first year. That is as good as they get. It's also one of the least comfortable cars you will ever get in and out of.
As Doc explained in the movie, hitting a certain speed allowed one to time travel.
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious...
I needed to cut Doc off before he said that last word on the air, but hitting that 88 miles per hour allowed Michael J. Fox, a.k.a. Marty McFly, to time travel.
And everybody's top question to me is, what happens when you hit 88? I'm telling you now, I've had it out on the highway... Slight downhill, slight tailwind, fifth gear floored to the maximum, I got up to 86. Short of dropping it out of an airplane or off a cliff, it will never hit 88.
You can see a DeLorean here, not the one in the movie, but still, where else are you going to find one that they may even let you take your picture in? You can see my picture in the DeLorean on our American Countryside Facebook page. Of course, there's much more at the Midwest Dream Car Collection than this one car.
You can tell we don't specialize in any era, make, or model. We got a little bit of something for everybody.
Traveling the countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram will say yes to every deal. Stop in during the wrap-up the year savings event and say hello to saving thousands on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Perfect for a winter of out and about in style and comfort. Special incentives now through January 2nd only. Shop online today at twinriv.com. Arrange for a test drive or stop in at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
When it's cold outside, you'd rather be inside, and so would wildlife.
Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Your barn might be welcoming critters looking for a winter refuge as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Opossums and other wild critters would love to snuggle up and spend the winter in your barn if the opportunity is there. Kathy Garza Bear with the Ohio Division of Wildlife says critters go into a barn because it has ample food and warm bedding, and it's often easy to get inside.
A lot of barns usually aren't made like homes that we live in, so the structure does have weak points. There can be boards missing off the sides, cracks in foundations, holes in roofs. So you need to seal up all those cracks in the foundation, fill them in with a little bit of cement, replace missing boards. If you have broken window panes, fix the glass.
Keep animal feed covered with tight-fitting lids and restrict open water if you can. Tidying up the barn and getting rid of debris and piles will mean fewer places to hide. You might even set out some odor repellents so critters will turn up their noses and run back outside. If the animals have already set up housekeeping and you'd rather they go somewhere else, you could live trap them. However, make sure you know your state's regulations on where wildlife can be taken. In some cases, it might be better to call for professional help.
Some people will hire a damage trap or a person that will come out because you're suffering some kind of damage, or maybe you just have a fear of having this animal near your livestock. They can remove them through trapping them. You can use devices for bats or birds in those openings in your barns to exclude them once they fly out for the night. This screening or mesh or netting can be put in place, and that way they can't come back in.
You have to be persistent and vigilant to keep wildlife out, and it helps to have a few hungry barn cats for rodent control. Find more tips for keeping unwanted critters out of the barn at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Wind to the little lad, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lad, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing in the sky, shepherd boy, song, a song. a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king,
time of year, and Vance Gerdes Funeral Home hopes you and yours feel the love, peace, and joy that come with the spirit of the Christmas season. Enjoy the happy cheer while making memories to cherish with your friends, family, and loved ones. Have a happy holiday season, everyone, from Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell. Helena Agra Enterprises wants people to remember the reason for the season, caring and sharing. May you, your family, and friends spend some quality time together and enjoy making some great memories. Thank you for a great year and Merry Christmas from Helena Agra Enterprises in Centralia, helping our customers succeed.
The push for greener fuels boosts market options for soybean growers today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
This is probably the biggest demand driver in U.S. agriculture today. It is sizable, and we're now using more soybean oil for renewable diesel than we are for domestic consumption.
That's Dan Bossi, president of the Risk Management and Advisory Service Ag Resource Company, speaking at the American Seed Trade Association's recent convention. Bossi says demand is spurring new processing facilities around the country as well.
It's happening. It's underway. We're bringing more and more plants that will be opening to crush soybeans in 2024. It's about 200 million bushels on an annual basis. This is a big deal. The year after that will be about 240 million bushels. And so the crush industry is coming along very nicely.
Bossi says the volume of interest in renewable diesel is not bad news for soybean growers.
It's going to take more soybean oil going forward, and its share of renewable diesel is going to be rising over 50% by the first quarter of next year. So this is a developing story that's going to add some real bullishness to the soybean oil market, at least in the first quarter of next year.
Bossy returns tomorrow to talk about projected plantings for the 2024 corn and soybean crops. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
A program invaluable for cattle producers. Good Thursday. I'm Tim Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, livestock risk protection is a national price protection program offered by the United States Department of Agriculture and can cover any size operation. Dakota Moss of Livestock Risk Services in Oklahoma City says the program has been invaluable for cattle producers.
We've seen a dramatic fall in the cattle market over the last 90 days, and so the producers who've been utilizing the LRP program have seen significant payments come in on these cattle, especially producers who are, you know, turning cattle every 90, 120 days. They insured those cattle back in September here for some December maturity dates, and depending on where they put those cattle in at what coverage level they picked, we're seeing payments from $20 up to $44 a hundredweight. So these are some very significant payouts for the LRP, and so it's definitely shown that the program very much works as intended, and especially when producers are utilizing risk management, they can definitely protect themselves and pencil out kind of a budget on these cattle. And unfortunately, with this downturn, it's definitely coming into play.
He says it's been quite the steep fall of the cattle markets.
Having this dramatic of a fall in the cattle market, I mean, we've lost $35 a hundredweight, which is huge, in the last 90 days. So over the last 2.5 months, I've seen more claims on LRP than I ever have. And so just the hurdle we have there on getting these claims paid is just getting with the producer, making sure we have our documentation aligned, getting that documentation in quickly so we can get these claims settled and paid. Because with the LRP, we have to show they own those cattle or still have those cattle if they haven't sold them yet. And so just making sure we have that lined out. It takes a little bit of time, but as long as the producer is a good record keeper, we can get that knocked out very quickly and get them their money.
He also says if they're using LRP, they have to own the cattle. And if they sold those cattle before the LRP matures, then that sale paperwork is the perfect hard record. If they haven't sold and decided to retain ownership, then they need to make sure to have a good third party to work with, somebody who can come out and visually inspect those cattle and sign off saying that they have retained ownership.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
When the weather isn't fit for man nor beast, it's up to you to protect the beast. Here's how to reduce cold stress in cattle on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Cattle producers know when their animals are cold. They see them huddling together with heads down and backs to the wind. Their bodies try to produce heat by using more of their feed energy, which can affect gain and feed efficiency. Russ Eukin is an extension beef specialist at Iowa State University. He says the main protection cattle have from cold stress comes from the insulation provided by their hair coat. The lower critical temperature is the effective temperature when the animal starts using more energy for body maintenance.
Some research would show that if cattle have a summer hair coat or a very thin hair coat, or if their hair coat is wet and there's no insulation value, that lower critical temperature is in the 50s. But if they've got that heavy winter hair coat and it's dry, that lower critical temperature where they start feeling cold stress can be down in the teens.
Providing wind protection with a roof or building will certainly help them be more comfortable, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy.
Any kind of a shelter that allow cattle to get out of the wind, particularly on the north and west side in most parts of the country, is where you're going to try and protect cattle. Either building some sort of a windbreak or having some natural tree barrier, that sort of thing. Out in pastures, sometimes landscape, geography, topography work as well.
Throw down some bedding to help keep the animals dry and their hair coat from becoming matted. Provide higher quality forage or supplement the diet with grain or byproducts to meet their higher energy needs. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing cold stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we head through this midday, we are still seeing mostly lower numbers pretty much all across the board. December live cattle down 32 at 170 and 40 cents per hundredweight. January feeders down $1.95 to 222.52. And February lean hogs down sharply, down 160 at 68.27. Mixed to mostly lower in the grains and oil seeds as well, as we see March corn currently trading down 1¾ cents at 474 and three quarters. May down the same 1¾ cents to 486 and three quarters. The wheat markets are showing some strength today, both Chicago and spring wheat, as well as March Kansas City wheat, currently up 7¾ cents to 642 and three quarters. May up 6¼ cents to 643 and three quarters. The oats also sharply higher today. March oats up 16¼ cents to 389.5. May's up 16¼ cents to 387. A look now into the soybeans. January beans down double digits, drops 11.5 cents, currently at 13.05¼ cents. March trading at 13.12 a bushel. That's down 8.5. January soy meal also sharply lower, down 7.30 to 391.60. And January soybean oil down 42 points, currently at 47.82. The cotton complex, though, still with some slight gains. March cotton up 33 at 80.86. May trading up 28 points to 81.84. Now a look into the energy markets. February crude oil is down 186 to 72.25. March currently trading down 185 to 72.49. Both January and February unleaded gas is down 3 cents a gallon and both trading at 212 per gallon. January heating oil also down 5, currently at 257. And a bit of green for the energy markets as we see February natural gas currently up 10 at 254. A look into the metals now. We see February gold down $8.60 at $2,084.40. March silver trading down 27 at $24.36. And a look at the dollar index, still showing some strength today for the March dollar, up 27 at 100.92. Now we'll look to Wall Street now, as the S&P 500 rising slightly as the index is trying to reach an all-time high, as all three of the major indexes showing slightly higher numbers. The Dow's up 71 at 37,727. S&P's up 8 now, trading at 4,789. And the NASDAQ up 23 at 15,122.
Goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many exciting things happened at Kansas State University this year for K-State Research and Extension and the College of Agriculture. Director of K-State Research and Extension and College of Agriculture, Dean Ernie Mitten, discusses facility changes that started and how they plan to continue to elevate extension. He says what groundbreaking took place in 2020.
We've had a really, really big 2023 in terms of planning for and fundraising and all the things that go along with changes in terms of upgrades to our facilities. And so in May, we had the groundbreaking for the Agronomy Education and Innovation Centers, which will be probably the first project where we'll actually turn dirt next year. So we did that. We had the Animal Science Arena groundbreaking as well. So that's exciting. And we anticipate then sometime in 2024, we haven't set a date yet, the third piece of the Ag Innovation Initiative, new construction and major renovations will be associated with the Global Center and then the major renovations to Call and Weber Hall. So that will be sometime probably in the spring when we'll have that groundbreaking. But this is really exciting stuff. We haven't had this type of major construction in the college for decades, actually.
He explains a portion of the new economic prosperity plan.
And really, if we were to talk about what K-State 105 is and, you know, just a few key words, I think the big word is engagement. It's statewide engagement. The other thing, too, that's significant about K-State 105 is that it really has highlighted the fact that K-State aspires to be an engaged university at the university level.
Mitten says how part of the plan is to highlight extension.
Part of that engagement is extension, and of course, we announced at the K-State Research and Extension Annual Conference this move of extension being elevated to the university level and getting it on a level playing field with academics and research, and those are all really, really good things, but this is a significant change for extension. It's worth noting when we kind of note the highlights of the this past year.
That was K-State College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Mitten, who is also the director of K-State Research and Extension, on what has taken place in 2023 and what it can mean moving forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
KNDY. Wildcats are heading to the Sunshine State.
And it's intercepted in the end zone by the Wildcats.
It's the Kansas State Wildcats and the NC State Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Our coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl begins at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 28th. On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
One of America's original classic country stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.